choices, not luck. Man, you're so lucky. No, I'm blessed. In Hebrews chapter 11, let's take a look at another patriarch, Moses. In chapter 11 of Hebrews and verse 23 through 29. Let's look at Moses. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw he was a proper child and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, even though she was the one that fished him out and brought him up in the palace. Look here, he says, choosing. Somebody say, choosing.
Choosing.
Now, Moses was brought up in the lap of luxury, but it says he chose rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. See, purpose was driving him. But he had to choose. See, it wasn't chance. He had to make a choice. He could have perhaps stayed in the palace and been the next Pharaoh. But he chose rather to suffer. In other words, he made a hard decision. He hadn't made a hard choice. But what was behind it? Purpose was driving him. See, purpose will cause you to make choices. Aren't you glad one day you said yes to the Lord?
Amen.
Think a moment. There are people probably today that aren't walking with God because at the point where you said yes and chose God, they chose something else. Perhaps they may choose God sometime, but there are millions that God knocked at the door of their heart, but they chose otherwise. God didn't just make them. Amen. Like some of us, he might have pinned them up against the wall, but they still had to choose. Put them in a headlock, but see, I ain't gonna give up. I ain't. It's all right. Okay, so we see there where Moses chose. Did we read all the way through 29? Choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Next verse. Esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. And verse 29, by faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians are saying to do were drowned. It all was predicated upon Moses choosing. God knocked, he opened the door. Revelation chapter 3, verse 20, the Lord says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man open unto me, I and my Father will come in and sup with him, and he with me. But tell somebody, you got to open the door. It's you that make the choice. You know, sometimes, like I said, sometimes God shows you stuff. You got to wrap your mind around it. It takes time to wrap your mind around what God is showing you. Sometimes it feels overwhelmed. Sometimes you feel like in your mind you're short circuit. You know, and if you got a religious, if religious spirits are on you, then you always want to go back to Egypt. Bad as Egypt was, at least you felt, you know, you felt some security, some control. Tell somebody, you need to forget Egypt. All through the wilderness, the Israelites talked about Egypt and going back to Egypt, as bad as Egypt was. they did not want to choose. Because like Moses, by faith. Faith is the substance. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things you don't see. He was able to endure because he saw that which was invisible. That was in the other realm. He could see it. Just like you can see it. Tell somebody, I can see. The Lord told the disciples at one point in time, he said, blessed are the eyes that see what you see. And blessed are the ears that hear what you hear. Kings and princes and nobles have desired to hear this and haven't heard. Because they don't have the ear to hear. You have a spiritual ear to hear. You hear not only with this outer ear, but you have an ear to hear God. You don't just see with these natural eyes to see colors and see other people, that you have eyes to see God. Amen. Blessed are the pure in heart, they shall see God. Amen. We see God operating. Amen. We see the hand of God in our lives. Amen? Amen. Ask somebody, can you see it?
Can you see it?
When we see, we can choose. Amen. Then we have Joseph. In Genesis chapter 39, we're getting there. Genesis chapter 39, verse 7 through 12. When he was sold into slavery. And the wonderful thing about it, what's on your life, tell somebody there's something on my life. It's not just how bad or how cool or how you got it going on. No, if God puts something on your life that's not natural. It's supernatural. It's extraordinary. And the more you yield to it, the more it will function in your life. Joseph had this on him. Even though his brothers hated him and sold him into slavery, one tried to kill him but couldn't. God, you know, purpose won't let you get killed. Until his purpose is up. Joseph's purpose was just starting. And though they tried to, they were going to throw him in the pit with water, with no water in the pit. So they said, I tell you what, we'll sell him in Egypt. We'll sell him into slavery. We'll get rid of him once and for all. Little did his enemy know, or little does your enemy know, whatever they are trying to do, whatever they are concocting. See, God's already gone way before. And he knew that the first stop would be the pit for Joseph. He knew, God knew that. Joseph didn't know it. Imagine how Joseph felt. Not knowing. See, that not knowing. Us not knowing or, you know, understanding naturally what's going on. Unless we see by the Spirit, it can cause anxiety, high blood. It can cause all kinds of stuff. Headache, sleepless nights. But when you see by the Spirit, you understand that no matter what's going on, my God is in control. My God has had a plan from eternity to eternity. Amen. I'm just passing through here. God's got my steps. God's got my back. God's got my front. God's got my side. God's got me. I'm His. Tell somebody, I belong to Him. Joseph didn't know that, but God knew it. See, the way that he wanted Joseph to know it is that no matter what circumstance Joseph was cast into, he prospered. He was sent down to Potiphar's house, and right away Potiphar saw what was on Joseph. Sometimes people see what's on you, you don't see what's on you. Potiphar, a Gentile, saw what was on Joseph. And the moment Joseph arrived at his house, everything started to change. Atmosphere changed. Servants started serving right. Everything started prospering. And he saw that on Joseph, so much so that Potiphar didn't even know what was in his house. He gave keys to Joseph. The Spirit of God on Joseph prospered him so that Potiphar knew not all what was in his house. Joseph was over it. Tell somebody, that's what's on you. Now here's where Joseph had to make some decisions. Get that verse up for me. That's Genesis 39, verse 7. Potiphar's wife, the devil threw a little wrinkle. It says, and it came to pass after these things that his master's wife cast her eyes upon Joseph. And she said, lie with me. But he refused and said unto his master's wife, behold, my master worth not what is with me in the house. And he's committed all that he has to my hand. There's none greater in this house than I. Neither hath he kept back anything from me but thee, because thou art his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? He wasn't even thinking about Potiphar. It ain't about pot. It's about God. It's about my God who is driving me on purpose. Amen. There's none greater. So he says, how can I do this wickedness, this great wickedness, and sin against God? Next verse. And it came to pass, as she spake to Joseph day by day, that he hearkened not unto her to lie by her or to be with her. And it came to pass about this time that Joseph went into the house to do his business, and there was none of the men in the house there within. There's a plot. Perfect timing. Get it back up. And she caught him by his garment, saying, lie with me. And he left his garment in her hand and fled and got him out. Now, we know what that resulted in. But there was the time that Joseph had to make a choice. Listen, there are times where destiny is in the balance. Whether you finish or not can be in the balance. And Joseph, instead of taking the low road, you know, that's the way of the world anyway. You know, sleep around and, you know, get brownie points and get in favor with this one and favor with that one and get promoted here and get, you know, that's Hollywood to the max. You know, you want a major role? Visit the director's couch. That's really Hollywood. That's the way of the world. But what's wonderful about Joseph, even though he wore a Gentile garment, he was governed by the laws of his God. See, you can be in the world, but not of the world. Come on, I said you can be in the world and not of the world. You can be in a political position of authority, but not of the world. Still governed by the laws of God. That was Joseph. And he made that choice. Now, tell somebody, that choice cost him.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed. Visit our website at www.trbanks.com.